remember from, you know, my first rational days ever missing the Angelus. Or now we have the what? The Gina Chevy. Three times a day. And say it. And where you are, say it. The memorare. I remember waiting for my heart surgery in 1981. And already waiting to be ordered to the operating room. But just waited and waited and waited and waited. Well, while I waste time, I counted them. I'm not boasting. I'm stating a fact. I said 485 memorales. Pardon me for saying this, but I'm speaking from my heart. I have to take eye drops. My one good eye, my left eye. Twice in the morning, three times in the evening. My instructions are to put a drop in my eye, close the eye for over a minute. So I've timed myself. Five memorares. Five times a day when my eye is closed. Over the years, I have kept a record of the number of memorares that I say in a given day. You know, I finished my graduate studies in biochemistry. I finished my doctoral degree except for the thesis. Pulled out of science and sent it to theology. Got a doctorate in Rome in theology. I count everything. Count your prayers to Our Lady. Keep a record. She appreciates it. She has bodily eyes. She can see. Preach on prayers to Our Lady. Number three, that's what I'm doing now. Am I clear? Sponsor Marian devotions. Saturdays. That's what I did. I'll keep doing. And over the years, all the banquets, you name it, that I've attended on Saturdays. And I'd remove the meat, then sometimes the chef would come in. Wasn't that good meat? And you want to confess in public. Feast days. I said my mother was Byzantine. Till she married my dad. And until, well, he died a year after I was born. At the age of six. I went to the Byzantine church. He always had the Byzantine calendar. Sure as I'm standing here. There was a feast of Our Lady for every single day of the year in the Byzantine calendar. Then novenas. And remember, the first novena in history with the 9 full days between Ascension Thursday and Pentecost Sunday. Friday, Saturday, and 7 full days until Pentecost Sunday. And who was not just a participant, but who was the one who led the apostles in prayer in that first novena? Our Lady. And the church tells us it was her deep faith that obtained the early coming of the Holy Spirit, only 9 days. Christ never told the apostles how long they'd have to wait. Now is imitation. Again, that terrible English language. Imitation this, imitation that. In English, we're stuck. Es ratio, cur, mihi multum, per multum placeret, loci vobis non in lingua Anglicana, ma lingua latina. How would it please me to speak in another language than English? English language has been thoroughly, thoroughly de-Catholicized. Do you hear me? Every single word in the English language now has a non-Catholic and sometimes 4, 5, 7 non-Catholic meanings. By definition, you might say, is almost a test. Can you imagine? Imagine. What we call the IQ test, remember? Supposed to be intelligent quotient, right? Nonsense. That's bunk. There's not an intelligent quotient. That's a dictionary quotient. In other words, the meaning the dictionaries give to the words. And that is why, well, I spent so many sleepless hours working on the, well, modern Catholic dictionary, which needs to be updated, and still selling very well. In proclaiming the holy year of the redemption, the Pope, what year was that? Who remembers? The holy year of the redemption. Pardon me, find out. The Holy Father then declared, in an utterly singular way, she cooperated by her obedience, faith, hope, and burning charity in the Savior's work of restoring supernatural life to souls. In other words, Mary, by her what we call compassion, by her virtues, especially the 4 identified by the Vicar of Christ, obedience, faith, hope, and charity. She cooperated in our redemption. And listen, we need to follow her example, because can we be redeemed? Can we be redeemed without our cooperation with God's grace? Can we? No. And the grace we merit is not just for ourselves, but for others. And the more costly our zeal for their doing God's will, the more pain they cause us here, the more grace we obtain for them. The more nasty, the more unkind, the more cruel. That's wonderful. You're gaining more grace. Because we cooperate with God's grace with our wills. And one of the divinely revealed truths of our faith is we cooperate with God's grace with our free will. And the more difficult something is, the less we like it. Yet we do it, more our wills are involved. Therefore, notice, we priests. As said before, there's an outline of cards I've given to the priest over the years. For obedience. Be it done to me according to thy word. That's Our Lady. Only God knows. Only He should know how deeply and dearly I've paid by submitting to God's will in my life. And coming through human beings, we humbly submit our wills to those in legitimate authority over us. I never in my wildest dreams expected to pay the price I've had to pay for my obedience to my Jesuit superior. These are whatever publish. Faith. Mary. Blessed is she who believe. Who was that speaking?
Elizabeth.
Who was that?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. She who believed that what was spoken to her by the Lord would be fulfilled. We humbly submit our minds to God's revealed truth. Hear it. The Catholic Church is going through the most serious crisis of our 2,000 years of history because of the intellectuals, the theologians, the biblical scholars in the Catholic Church, who, in their pride, have refused to submit their minds to the mind of God in believing what they cannot comprehend. Should I have said this more than once? My first Mass in Latin, then I bent over the host, pronounced the words, "Hoc est anem corpus meum." And then remember, there were two genuflections, one right after the consecration, then the elevation, and then a second genuflection. Well, between the consecration, my first consecration, and my first genuflection, I was tempted against the faith. longest second in my life. Is it possible you're going to genuflect before a piece of bread? Your words change that bread into the living body of Christ. Thanks to Our Lady. I almost cracked my knee and almost all cracked the marble altar which I was offering Mass. How we priests need deep, ocean deep humility. And the humility, especially of the mind. Hope, Mary, do whatever He tells you. We trust that God will see us through, provided we do His will. In other words, God wants to work miracles. Change the sentence. Christ wants to work miracles. God incarnate. And this is especially true of priests. Only God knows what a priest who wants to remain faithful to Jesus Christ, the price He must pay the unqualified trust in God and hope in His love. And the need for all of you to pray. Pray for priests. Everything you can to encourage them. We strengthen them. Holy charity, Mary arose, remember, who said this to her? Or, Mary, who said this about Mary? Which evangelist? Be allowed. Did you say Luke? Luke has about 10 names. He's evangelist of Our Lady. He's evangelist of the Holy Spirit. He's the evangelist of divine mercy. Hear it. He's also the evangelist of haste. There are more people running in Luke's gospel. All the other gospels come by. As St. Ambrose says, love is always in a hurry. Somebody's in need. You don't. Let's figure this thing out. Let's read a book or two. You meet the need as soon as possible. We alert to people's needs. A Marian priest is kind, he is generous, he is self-sacrificing to everyone in need. And hear it, everyone is in need. Do you hear me? Every human being is in need. Unless everyone were in need, we could not practice charity. That's why God, oh how wise of the Almighty, places people who are in need into our lives and the lives of priests. And having come to Detroit, it is now 9 years I can believe it. Oh, the needs, and how Catholics need a priest's counsel. A priest whom they can confess their sins. A priest in whom they can confide their deepest sorrows. How painfully well I know how many Catholics have discarded their Catholic faith because of the lack of charity on the part of priests. And that was page 2 of our chart. And now I notice you have a few questions. Can you comment on the book, The Golden Legend? See if I'm correct. Is The Golden Legend a collection of stories about saints? If it is, it's a good book. The only trouble with the word is, in English, a legend, that's our English language. A legend is what? Well, a novel, a fabricated story.
Blessed somebody, Father. I forget the name.
Please.
I can't remember the name of the author.
Well, it's years ago that I read it, but if it's the book that I think it is a collection of stories about saints. We can find out by next week. However, the word legend comes from the Latin legendum, and legendum in Latin means that which should, in fact, must be read. Do you hear me? Talk about our de-Catholicized English language. The legends, legenda in the plural, legendum in the singular, that which should, and indeed, that which must be read. Odo Grisar, Martin Luther, was very concerned with what he viewed as demonic opposition to his work. Was it valid or just his imagination? It was his imagination. Martin Luther, on one occasion, thought he would exorcise a possessed person. Stupid Luther. A possessed person almost killed Martin Luther. He never again tried another exorcism. I had heard that Martin Luther was devoted to Mary. Was this true before Luther gave up his faith, or is this rumor? Well, of course, as a believing Catholic, he was devoted to Our Lady. But as he left the Catholic Church, and became less and less Catholic and more, what else? Protestant. His faith in and devotion to Our Lady diminished to the vanishing point. I would suggest especially St. Louis de Montfort's Secret of the Rosary. Again, Lucia's word on Fatima. That's one of the seers at Fatima. The Dark Virgin, Stella Maris, Our Lady of the Sea. Could I suggest, this is our second last class, could I suggest that 1 week is too short? What if we here at the Grotto begin to assemble a good, sound, Catholic Marian library? And both for Marian reading and Marian research. In other words, books on Our Lady that would make good spiritual reading and inspire us to love Our Lady more deeply. Is it okay to say the rosary while driving? Well, it depends. I don't drive a car myself. But after a while, you get to know your drivers. Some drivers I encourage to recite the rosary with me. Some I tell them, I'll say the rosary myself. For some people, it can be dangerous. Our Lady was a virgin most prudent. Can you finish a rosary you started one day on the next day? Sure. Why is saying many Mararias daily efficacious? How is this efficacious? Because every time you say the Mararia, you invoke Our Lady and ask her, obtain from, well, her divine Son what you want. It's a profession of faith. And let's face it, we are told how often does the Lord tell us to pray? How often? Always. Father, our pictures, statues, and symbols of Blessed Mother, as well as cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, just symbols which have to lead us to the Blessed Virgin Mary and Jesus, or is there something more important in such symbols of pictures, statues, and images? They are more than just symbols. They are professions of our faith. In other words, by having a picture or a statue of Our Lady or of Our Lord, and of course you don't just hide it, you're professing your faith. You're promoting the true faith. Ever tell you about the lady in Chicago who called me up? I was working with our provincial, remember? She called me up from a jeweler's. Did I tell you that story? And she said, I'm calling from downtown Chicago, from a jeweler's shop. I want to buy a locket. I want to wear a relic of St. Anthony around my neck. And I found a beautiful locket here in the jeweler's shop. Well, the jeweler is a Catholic. He tells me, lady, relics are not for women's necks. They're for churches. Go someplace else. Well, being a woman, of course, she didn't get in. So she talked to him. I call up the Jesuit headquarters in Chicago. And they say, you can sell me the locket. Will you sell it? Over the weekend, she said yes. So she called me up to tell me that. Ever tell you this? And she got the jeweler on the telephone. And he said, Mr. Catholic, Father, I'm right, am I not? I said, well, you're right, but she sounds like a pious woman. I'm sure you would not designate the relic. Why don't you sell her the locket? All right, it's on your conscience. The next day she comes to visit me, just to thank me, and show me the locket, size of a baby Ben clock on her neck. Oh, Father, she said, can I tell you how many people ask me, what am I carrying? So I opened the locket and showed the relic of St. Anthony. Did I finish the story? I must have told you this, didn't I? Her name was Rita Antone. So you were leaving in about 10 minutes. So I asked her, Rita, what do you do for a living? Oh, husband has a good job. I do some works of charity, play bridge, do the housework. What else? So I asked her, have you ever published anything? I wrote one poem when I was in college. When I wanted to humiliate myself, I read that poem. It's so silly. Rita, I said, talk to your husband. She wasn't happy. And then she called me up. And even more unhappy. My husband says that Jesuit priest is right. Start writing. 5 years later, I was giving a retreat at Notre Dame University. Before the retreat started, I walked into the bookshop they had there, or the retreat house. There was a paperback of Rita Antone. She'd been writing books ever since. Pardon me. Did I distribute to you people?
Yeah.
Writing of the Spiritual Life?
Yeah.
You all get a copy?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. That's spelled WRITE. Exclamation mark. Have you got a copy? I'll bring some copies next week. Pardon the speech. Why do those who are interested in a priestly vocation have to be accepted by a panel of people who demand progressive ideas? Because those on the panel have a weak or have lost their faith. That's why. I cannot tell you how many seminarians, oh, pardon me, how many young men I've helped, first of all, even to enter the seminary. Two especially, one a medical doctor and one working on Wall Street. Very fine position. Both in the late 30s, neither one married. They used to drive me to the airport because they used to teach in Chicago and New York. Why are you taking classes in theology? I was teaching. Why haven't you married? They give me some lame excuses. I preached at the first masses of both the medical doctor and that executive from Wall Street. And many more vocations than some dioceses are getting because of the question that was just asked. What are the qualifications to be called a Roman Catholic theologian? Oh, that's easy. To be a Roman Catholic theologian, you must have a simple, childlike faith in the Bishop of Rome as a vicar of Christ. Amen. It helps to also be intelligent. But that is not necessary. Was the whole year of the redemption in 1983. Who came up with that? Pardon me. But notice, this is a question. I would like to have a positive statement. Would it be good to read the writings of Josephus? Yes. I have a copy upstairs in our, private library. Josephus, you know, is the historian who wrote the history of the Jewish people. Before the fall, did Adam and Eve need sleep in order to refresh themselves? Well, I must say my Jesuits asked all kinds of questions. They never asked this one. Clearly, there's no infallible declaration, but I would say no. That doesn't mean that a beginner or a sinner, the more sleep he needs, a priest was handed a host that was found in the missalette. He was smashing it over and over as he tried to get it to fit down the sacristy drain that carries things directly into the ground. This same priest puts the remaining consecrated wine from Mass into the refrigerator. Well, all I can say is, this priest is committing a mortal sin. And the question, and what a basic question this is, how much faith does this priest have? I went to Mass in communion twice on Saturday. Could I still receive Holy Communion at Mass Saturday night for the Sunday vigil? I would say, yes. I know of no formal Roman declaration to the contrary. I would not, however, encourage it. Am I clear? But in order to answer this question, unless there may be some Vatican document to the contrary, but I would say yes. Do you think divorce and remarriage is a greater threat to the Catholic Church in America than contraception? Well, let me connect the two. Divorce and remarriage on the white side and contraception on the other. Contraception over the centuries has destroyed the family. And the surest way of breaking up a marriage, the marriage may be truly valid, is to practice contraception. I think I've given you this definition, my own homemade definition of contraception. Contraception is mutual masturbation. And the heart of marriage is selfless love. Marital intercourse is to be the sign, the proof, and the means of sustaining selfless love in marriage. If the word amen is added to the end of the formula for baptism, does this make the baptism invalid? No. Amen should not be, but my mistake may be added. And just for the record, over the years reciting prayers with so many people, people nowadays, they do not have amen to their prayers. The only amens that should not be added to the prayers is the amen at the end of the Lord's Prayer, either at Mass or in the Divine Office. Prayers should end with an amen. Could you announce that I have a petition against gambling casinos in Detroit or any registered voter in Michigan, any county? The petition will be in the hallway. A petition against gambling casinos in Detroit. Whatever you can do to prevent gambling casinos in Detroit will be blessed by the Lord. That's all Detroit needs. We don't have enough problems. Did you know that? Can we receive communion in Orthodox Eastern churches? Yes. Yes. Can you satisfy your Sunday obligation of hearing Mass in an Orthodox church? Yes. Of course, there should be some good reason for doing this. However, this must avoid scandal. So that you might not think that you are now no longer a Catholic, but a member of non-Roman Catholic Orthodox Church. I had a chance at least once to listen to Karl Rahner. I did not understand German language. I know he is being glorified by modern theologians. Please comment something on his teaching. Is his theology popular? My one I guess one or another, either person or reason. Karl Rahner was the genius behind Pope Paul VI Humanae Vitae. Karl Rahner's document against Paul VI defending contraception was not only issued by the German hierarchy, but that document has been the foundation of all the once Catholic writers, including Catholic bishops, who defend contraception. And more fundamentally, Karl Rahner could never accept with his mind the infinity of God. That God is a being who cannot not be. That God is a being who must exist. And therefore, God does not possess power. God does not possess love. God does not possess wisdom. God is love. God is power. God is love. God, Mother, to his dying day, never submitted his mind to God's infinity. How are we to understand the expression, Mary, Mother of Martyrs? In two ways. Mary is the Mother of Christ. And Christ is not just the first martyr. Christ is the inspiration of all martyrs. Mary is the Mother of Martyrs because by her interceding with the Divine Son, she obtains for us to live a martyr's life. And how I wish, I'm still hoping, to die a martyr's death. And thank you for your questions. Our last class then on May the 24th, next Sunday, shall we pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Amen.